We are Daf Mem Chesamet Beis, in the second line of the Gemara. Hanu Trei Mini, there were two Minim, Chad Shmei Sosin V'Chad Shmei Simcha. One his name was Sosin and one the name was Simcha. Omer Lei Sosin L'Simcha Ano Adifne Minoch, I'm better than you. Steve Sosin Besimcha Yasigo. So you see the Posik was Magdim Sosin to Simcha. Omalei Simcha Le Sosin Ano Adifna Minoch. I'm better than you. Steve Simcha Besosin La Yehudim. Let us see Rashi. Steve Simcha Besosin Agdim Kro Le Simcha Kamei Sosin. So the Yin Yaakov says a very interesting pshat. I mean, first of all, why did Rashi say this on the second posik? Agdem kro le simcha kame sosem. So the first posik was also like that. Agdem kro sosem le gabi simcha. That's one ha'ore he asks. Then he asks another ha'ore. What is pshat? Why can he say ano? Then he asks a second ha'ore. He asks, why did he bring this posik in the Megillah, Simcha v'sosayin la Yehudim, is the previous posik, la Yehudim ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sosayin v'ko. So we have another posik that Simcha v'simcha's before sosayin. Why did he bring this posik? So he says that, fakert, that if he would just find the posik in the Megillah, that the posik was magdim simcha l'sosayin, so you can't say, Ano Adifna Minoch. We're equal. Fakert, Pomim Higda Moshe L'Aren Pomara L'Moshe L'Lamed Shem Shoven. So he said, that's why he brought the second Pasuk. It says in the Megillah, Yudim Oysa Oyre V'Simcha V'Sosim, because that's the first Pasuk. And then it says, Anachamol, it says, Simcha V'Sosim La Yehudim, is Mida Agdim Krol V'Simcha Kami Sosim. He says, your Pasuk could be was a Mikre, the Torah, the Pasuk mentions Sosin before Simcha, but here we have two Psukim, so from the second Pasuk we see it's Bedavke, that the Pasuk was Magdim Simcha le Sosin. So Mamela, therefore, Ano Adifne Minoch, that's the time that I'm better than you. Omalei Sosin le Simcha, Chad Yoima Shofkuch, they'll leave you, Vishov Yuch Pavanke, they'll make you for a guide. To make it a rot, Chad Yema Shavkuch, Sarashi says, Yavkiyucha min Shashamayim, the Pavanke rots, Lorots Lofonov, to make you for a messenger, for a Pavanke, that Kibisimcha Tzaisei, they use you to be rots Lofneya. Omalei Simcha Lesosin, Chad Yema Shavkuch, Umolu Bochmaya. So Simcha told Sosin, that they'll use you for a vassar trigger, that you ship water. They'll be shoyev mayim with sosin. That's a simcha told sosin. Omer lei ahu mine dishmei sosin l'rababo. So now this mean went over to Rababo, went to the chapel with Rababo. He says, asidisu detmalu li mayim la'almadir, so you'll be shipping water for me. Tersiva shafte mayim besosin, you'll be shepping water for sosin. Omalei, so Rababo told him, he have xiv lisosin, if the posuk would have said lisosin, shafte mayim lisosin, kideka amrit. So then, you're right, then we're shepping water for sosin. Hashe tersiv bisosin, says we'll shep water with sosin, is moshrei dahu gavre mashvine legude. The skin of this person will become a noid. Umalinim beimaya. We'll use you to shep water. We'll make a pitcher out of you. Moshe du gavre mashvine lagude noid. V'chaveire b'mesechet Shabbos agud v'hamishmeres. Now, just let me say over one thing on this. This is a very difficult agadate. But it's kedai to say over in Eireis Hagro, they bring down as follows. Soid ahagode, the sod of this agade to omalei sosin lesimche, shamati mipiv hakodesh. So a Talmud of the Goyim brings down, he heard from the Goyim, she'echod migdoile orishoinim his ane harbe taniyois שיגלו לוי מן השמיים סויד מאמר זה, וגילו לוי אפס קוצאו. And they were megala, one of the Rishonim, after הרבה תניאס, they were megala him, a chelik of the sod of this agadate. ורבינו אומר, and the Goyen said, שיודע דובר זה לתחליסוי. And the Goyen said, he knew the sod of this agadate completely. ואומר, and he was moisif, אילו לוי נברו, רק לסוגס דובר זה כדאיו לו. If he was created just to understand this agadate, it would also be כדאי. So, upon him, we should understand how far we are. It's not the way it looks. It's not the way it looks to the naked eye. It's כדאי אמור דקזח, that אחד מגדולי הראשונים, היסנה הרבה תניאוי שיגל אלוהי מן השמיים. אגב, we see how the פגישה of ראשונים was to a גמורה. Like this is upset. I got it. It's difficult to understand. So we go further. The G'dayle Rishonim is Anu Arbei Tanius. Perhaps it's Bikadai to tell over when Rab Shimon Shkop, when he was a Bocher, so he was learning in Voloshin. And the Netziv used to come in the evening, by Chatzois at night, he used to come in if the Bochum had any difficulties, he used to help them. So one night he came into the Beis Medrash, and the Rab Shimon was there, also Bochum, and he had a Shverer Rashbam in Yesh Neuchlem. And he showed him the Rashbam, he asked him, he didn't understand Pshat, the Rashbam, a Shverer Rashbam. So the Netziv told him, I had gone already to Rav Chaim Voloshin's cave 3 times to be mispallel to understand this Rashbam, and I still don't understand the Rashbam. Al Koponim, it's a limud for us how G'dayli Yisrael, he went to have Beis Olam to be mispallel Rav Chaim Voloshin's cave to understand the Rashbam. Here G'dayli Rishonim were misana halbe tainiyus to understand, we see how much they were marich and machshev agemore, and they realize leidavar reiku mikem. It's not a davar reik. It says meirdika things over here. The Goyen said it was kedai to be created. Just understand the sod of this agode, so we can imagine how much is tomon in this agode. The Mishnah said further, Ola ba'kevesh ufono l'smoiloi. So, when he went up on the kevesh, and he went to the left side, Tana Rabbonam, kol ha'oilim le'mizbeach, oilim derech yamin. All the oilim mizbeach, they go up towards the right, they go towards Mizrech, u'ma'kifin, and they encircle, they go the whole 4 sides of the mizbeach, v'yordim derech smoil. Chutz min ha'oile l'shloisha dvorim halolu, but a kain who's oile l'shloisha dvorim halolu, sha'oilem derech smoil b'chayzrin al ha'eket. They go miyad on the left side, and they go back. Ve'eilu hain nisuch ha'mayim v'nisuch ha'yayin v'oile sa'oib k'sherobso b'mizor. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Oilin derech yamin, kshu oile l'roish ha-mizbeach, poinin l'keren mizrochis d'roimis. The kevish wasn't dorim. So they went right to the keren mizrochis d'roimis, the mizroch, the haine l'yamin ha-oile. That was the right side of the oile. Sheha kevish b'droimai shal mizbeach. The kevish isn't dorim. Umikro yalfine lo, we learn out from a posik that you go yamin. Umaloiseyu pnois kodim. When you go up the kevesh, you should turn towards Mizrach. Kshetalu boi tifnu le Mizrach. So we learn that is the seder when one goes up on the kevesh to go to Mizrach derech yamin. And those who go up yamin, umakifin v'yerdim derech smoil. And then they go around the Mizbeach and they go down. Derech smel, kshu bo leireid, ein echoizer ala kevi, it doesn't walk backwards, elo, makiv sovu le mizbeach, achim igiya le kevish, till he reaches the kevish, v'yoyred b'marovoi shel kevish, and he goes down on the west side of the kevish, Shehi lismoile baliyose. This was the left side. That means he went up on the right side of the kevish. He's going to go. He's going to go towards the keren mizrochim. And he goes down on the left side of the kevish. Shehi lismoile baliyose. Vahaydein choizrim ala eke. Why don't they go back? Why don't they go back backwards? Dimkeinim tzemahalach letzat smoiloi. So then it would come out. He's going. He's being poina lismoil. Shreiponov lemizbeach, because he's facing the mizbeach. He went up on the kevesh, he's facing, and he went up to the keren, he's facing the mizbeach. Ve'ein marzer loy oiref, he doesn't make an about face in show his back or his neck to the mizbeach. But so memeli is facing the mizbeach. Now, so rachmon omar kol pinoi shata poinu leyei ala derech yamin. Whenever you're going, you should go right. The napkalom midatoni rami bayecheskel loim b'loshnei mosabokim b'seches vochim. So memele. So therefore, so he can't go back because that'd be he's being painis mil. So therefore, he goes yamin, which is the ruach mizrach of the mizbeah. Chutz min ha'oila legimul dvorim. Then he goes. Mizrach, and that way he's the Mizrach, and then he goes Tzofin. He went to Mizrach, and then he goes Tzofin, and then he goes Ma'irib, and then he goes back Torim. But going back, that he goes back on the Kevesh, but that is the Tzad Marovi of the Kevesh. Chutz min ha'oila legimul dvorim, hanasin bekeren marov istroimis, the three things which would avoid was in the keren marev dorim, shepoinim derech smoil, kshein beroish ha-mizbeach, when he reaches the roish ha-mizbeach, he passes over the kevish, poinim lekeren marov istroimis, shehi lismoiloi, this is going towards his left, and poinim liyamin, shepoinim soviv, that he should go all around, that shegi lekeren marov istroimis. Why by these three things you go straight to the Keren Dreimis Marovis and you don't go all around? Maybe they'll be spoiled from the smoke. There was a Maroche burning and smoke was coming out. It's a distance to walk all around the Mizbeach. That's by Nesochin. Maybe it's going to die. They go back Aleikev. They go see the Makif and Aleikev. Yeah. The Choizrin Aleikev B'derech Sha'ol Uboi. So the way they came up, that's how they go back. So Rashi explains why don't they go now after the Nisuch, so why don't you go all the way around now? So Rashi says, because that's Hiluch Smoil, because when you go back, you're going back Yamin. Now you're going back Yamin, and if you'll be Makif all around, you'll be going Smoil. So therefore, you go back. Mimayet Hiluch Shel Smoil. Because that's called by Sedeshin, Shisham Zerkin, Meirov, and Noitzik, to see Besashla, Oysel, Eitzel, Mizbech, Besedeshin, Oye Eitzel, Akevish, Bimizrocha, the Besedeshin was on the Mizrach side of the Kevish. Somech lo b'shloisha tvochim, b'rochim in ha-mizbeach, chof amek edesnam b'meseches tomid, gabi teirem et sadesh. Sha'oi la sa'oi robo b'mizrach, when there were too many kahanim who were being oisik and oi la sa'oi on mizrach, she'eshem kahanim rabim, milk and oi la sa'oi, z'boim v'ois and oisim b'marov is droimis, oisim she'necholim lamed shom, those that can't stay b'mizrach, so they go to the mayim. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis are Amid Aleph, Memches Amid Aleph. Bechoizren al ha'ekev, loy kemoy sheperish bekuntres mishim shalo yarbe behiluch bechinom. That why is it choizren al ha'ekev? Dim keng shehi bekeren droimis mizrochis nami. Lain the time of the chesos al ha'ekev, ava derech yamin. So Bemis in the Mephoshim say that Tosfos did not have Arashi. Arashi says this. Rashi says that the Rashi doesn't say Marbe Behiluch. Rashi says the Motzim Til Muti Behiluch Shel Smoil. Rashi says Klo, whatever Tosfos says. Forget, you go back because to be Memai Behiluch Smoil, this is Hiluch, you mean, so it's not the same thing. That it was the Keren Mizrach is the Raimis. Let us see the Gemara further. Bishloin Elo Shehoyu Mashchirin. Rabbi Yehuda said, really, the Safonim were not made out of Kesef, they were made out of Sid. They were dogs. Elo Shehoyu Mashchirin Bivneim Nei Hayayim. That is why they weren't white, they were grayish. So the Gemara asks a very good kasha. Bishloy mit the yayin mashre. No, the safol that they poured wine in. No, so that's good. So it was, you saw there was sid, but it got dark from the yayin. The maye amay mashre, but the safol shall mayim. Why was that dark? So the Gemara answers, kimin the oma mar, iro shall mayim, lesech shall yayin, pusha yayin, lesech shall mayim, yotso. Yishamayim osi lashchure. Let us see Rashi. Osi lashchure, v'pishe pa'omim shemachlifin. Now, l'cher, it's very difficult to understand the Gemara. That means it seems the zikha, the safol of mayim was l'chatchila one should put mayim. The safol shal yayin, one should put yayin. Now, there's a shayla, so you ask a shayla, are you permitted to switch? So, some of the din is, you're not permitted to switch. This is shall mayim, this is shall yayim. But the yevid, if you switch, it says you were yaitze. Now, mayim shmita leitzar al-sina, buskeit maron, that the yevid, if you switch. This kain who did it, he did it by mistake. I mean, that was klar. It wasn't the correct thing to do. So, he kain made a mistake. So what's the difference if he made a mistake, if it's yotze or lo yotze? He made a mistake, finished. People are human, they make mistakes. So what is pshat? Since yotze with the evet, that's how it got, hayu mashchirin. Perhaps it could be, if with the evet, it would be possible the Kana would be more careful, so then mistakes wouldn't occur. Could be that's pshat in the Gemara. But since the Mishnah says b'di'evid it's good, so then they're ready, so there wasn't such a great zehiris, because, so that's why it occurred that sometimes there was ira shel yayin b'seif shel mayim. We hear further in the Mishnah, munakovim kemin beis chutmin, and the shel yayin was a smaller hole than the shel mayim in order to ensure that they'll go out together at the same shikolim bebasachas. So the Gemara said, "Menakovim kamin beis chutmin, leima masnisin Rab Yehudi v'loy Rabon." So the Gemara understood. The Gemara first thought that according to Rab Yehuda, that there was one lug of mayim, and there were three lugim of yayin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make sure that the yayin should go out slower, because you have here a ratio of 1 to 3. So, v'loy Rabbonon, but according to the Rabbonon say that there was three lugim of mayim, so it's the same amount, the mayim and the yayin. So why do we have to be afraid that the mayim will go out quicker than the yayin, since they're both the same shear? That's the Gemara's kash. Leima masnisin Rabbi Yudi v'loy Rabbono. Desna Rabbi Yudi v'luk hoyim anasech kol shmoinim. So memeles, according to Rabbi Yudi, you have a problem. You have three lugim of yayin and one lug of mayim, so you have to make sure that the yayin goes out slower. Quicker. The yayin goes out quicker. The I Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, so it's both the same amount. So if it's the same amount, so let them go out at the same speed. So my answer is, Avilu Teimer Rabbonon, Avilu's going according to Rabbonon, Chamro Somich Maya Kolish, that the consistency of wine is thicker than water. So Memele, so if there would be, the holes would be the same size, the water would go out quicker. Achinami mistavre, that the Mishnah is like going according to the Chachamim. The Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rochev v'kotzer isle. Rabbi Yehuda had a different terminology of to be magdir the size of the kovim of mayim and yayim. He called one Rochev and one kotzer. The sign here, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Shnei kasvois hoyu sham. There were two kalim there. Echad shal mayim ve'echad shal yayim. Shal yayin pia rochov. The one shal yayin had a wide mouth. Shal mayim pia kotzik. The shneim kolim bebasachas shma mino. So we'll see in Rashi that this different terminology was used because there was a difference in size take. Ov and dak is not the same like rochov v'kotzer. Rochov v'kotzer means that there was a greater difference between the rochov and the kotzer, between ov and dak. So for Ketz, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosei, we had to make sure that the one lug of mayim went out the same time that the three lugim of yayin. So he had to make sure that the shayin was rochov taker. It was like a large hole. According to Terchachomim, both were three lugim, so then there was only a smaller difference of Ovidak. Let us see Rashi. Leima masnis in the boy echad mu'uve ve'echodak, Rabbi Yehudi. Ta'omal shel mayim lug, v'shal yayin revi'yisayin, k'siv b'nisrei tomit, ayna gimel lugin, she'in shnei mosa lug. So the mosa said, no, it's going according to Terchachomim, somich ov. Umaya klishi v'yaitzim b'nekev kotten. Chinami mistavre de masnisen rabboni. V'hila rab Yehude roche v'kotzer is leklaima. Shamin elei de beloshin echad roche v'echad kotzer komalei. V'loi beloshin mu'uve v'dak. Rochov mashme yeser al kotzer. Tvei mi yiture de mu'uve al meidik. Zogte gemara weiter. Tanu Rabbanu, Maise b'tzeduki echad. We had in the Mishnah there was a Maise with a tzeduki. Shnisar al gabi raglov or gamu kolom besrigayim. Ba'oisei hayoyim nivgimo keren hamizbeir. Now everyone did not have such a good aim, so the Maise, or maybe in order to hit the tzeduki, they had to throw over the mizbeir. They hit the keren hamizbeir, and nivgimo keren hamizbeir. Ve'viu bul shel melach, so they brought a chunk of salt. Besasmu, there was soisim the pgam, there was a pgim in the kerem, there was soisim the pgim. Loi mivnei shoruch shel avoida, not that now it becomes kosher, that the mizbech will now become kosher with the bul shel melach, because you can't make a kerem with salt. But they brought the bull shel melach out the covet of the mizbeach, she shouldn't be near a pogum, that's why they brought a bull shel melach. She kol mizbeach, she ain loy, loy kevesh, v'loy keren, v'loy yesoid, v'loy ribu, apostle avoide. So memele, so that's why they brought the bull, akaponim, it shouldn't look apostle. Mice, it was apostle. But they brought it that it shouldn't look possible. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Eimer af ha-soivev, that one of the tnoim of a mizbech is and needs a soivev also. Let us see Rashi. Nivgimo keren ha-mizbech ayidei avonim shezolku boi. So Rashi all of a sudden says they threw avonim. Lamais in the Mishnah says they threw a sroigim, not avonim. No, Rashi had a kasha, we'll see later. Rashi holds the keren was made out of stone. So if you throw an esrig at a stone keren, nothing will happen to the keren. So therefore, Rashi says, they threw stones also. If it became this, kind of kochach, they threw stones. I mean, either Mishnah says they threw esrogim, they started off with esrogim, but could be they weren't so successful with esrogim, they wanted to kill him, and could be the esrogim weren't doing anything to him, so then they started throwing stones. I don't know exactly where they got the stones from, but al-kaponim, they started throwing stones to show him that they mean business. Till they were successful and they killed him. But agabuche, they were pegim, the kernel of the mizbeich also while doing it. Bul shel melach molei egroi, a fistful of salt. Loi mivnei shem mizbeich kosher la'avoyde b'stim azu, al kdei shereyeh pogum, mivnei hakovet. Shekol mizbeach lohochi en kosher la'avoyde, why isn't it kosher la'avoyde? We said it won't become kosher. Because this is a chelik, a chrochi of the mizbeach. Shekol ha-mizbeach, she'en loy keren v'kevesh v'yisoyd v'ribur posel avoyd ochi garsinim. Now Rashi explains what each one is. Keren, even, was a stone amo al amo, berum amo, l'chol keren. Each keren was a stone amo al amo, berum amo. V'yisoyd, nahainu amo knisori shayne. The first Amma of the Knesa Rishayna was Gevoya Amma and Rochav Amma. So that was the first Knesa. That was the Yisoy. V'ribua, Sheini Merube, Im Chosar Echad Mikol Eilu Posel. The time Omar Rav Huna B'Shchit Eskotshim, Komokim Shenema HaMizbeya, if the Posek said HaMizbeya, La'ake. Ochi Mashme, HaMizbeya, Zeo HaMizbeya Chosek. This is the Mizbeya, this is how it should be, this is how it should be. Hanach bekul oksiv hamizbech al karnais hamizbech betzpoecho b'miluim bekevesh ksiv el pnei hamizbech bekevesh uponam shal mizbech shu pischei vel yosei. This is the entrance to the mizbech. B'yisod ksiv el yisod hamizbech b'ribu ksiv gavu ayia hamizbech. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda omer af hasoivev that a mizbech also needs one of the intricate chalakim of the mizbeach is the soiviv. Ma'akvoy, the kasova, kalchev, ha-mizbeach. That what the pasuk says, kalchev, the mizbeach and the kalchev, zeu ha-soiviv. Ve'nem ha-boy ha-mizbeach. That's what the B'yaseh by Yehuda holds. V'rabon and svir lehu, zeu ha-kiyar. Kiyar means over here, there were tziyurim, m'prochim and the mizbeach. So kalchev and mizbeach was the tziyurim, which were engraved on the mizbeach. And that's ma'akev, not the soivev, not the tziyurim. V'achemrinim bezvochem perikotshe kadosh. Let us see Taisvis, shekol mizbeach she'en loy kerem, is posel. That's why we said this is posel. Wasn't hukshel avoide. Why wasn't it hukshel avoide? Because it didn't have a kerem. So Taisus asks, did he have a kerem? So Rashi, Taisus says, "Zeh shekalnoi nivgimo, since there was a pgim in the kerem, havelei kerem command the lesser." So it's like you don't have a kerem, because you don't have a kosher kerem. Ulekach nivsa lavoide, the ain loy kerem, it doesn't have a kosher kerem. The pgim paiseles paavnim is beyer. Pgime pasels and avnim is gechet is a pgim there, kadesh tachker bo tzipoirim. And the sheer pgime is if it can be nirgash by the tzipoyrim, so that's considered a pgime. K'di omar perikame dechulen, v'taymo pirisham bekontris, and where do we see that the avnei hamizbeach have to be so smooth that there shouldn't even be a pgime? V'taymo pirisham bekontris, m'shem dechsiv avonim shleim nois tivne. That the avonim should be shleimais, and shleimais seems to mean smooth, that it should be shalom, it shouldn't be rough, it should be smooth. Ubesido, now what if that is, so that is if the avonim of the mizbeach were nifkam, so it's missing the tnai of avonim shleimais. Now what if the sid became nifkam? Pligi bo tanoi hosa. Now, let us just explain, the Taisa will bring later the Gemara, but just let's refresh our memories, and better with the Stir and Rashi. Rashi and Daf Mem, Heo Med Aleph, let us just see the Rashi.
Rashi explains, and of Memheim at Aleph, how they built the Mizbeach. Ola amo min ha'oretz, b'roichev shloishim eshtayim, sh'metchila viyu malbein, merube shloishim eshtayim, v'shivu al ha'oretz, kein aishtere, v'govay amo, miluhu sid v'kunye v'zefes, nimtze sh'ola amo. Now, this malbein was a form. And the Lamed Beis Amma, this was a square form. And the Lamed Beis Amma was in the inside of the form. And just like when you see a mason, they build something with cement, they bring an outside form, and then they fill it in, and then they take away the form. That's exactly what was done by the Mizbeach. The whole Mizbeach was made from umiluhu sid v'kunye v'zefes. Kunye is lead, melted lead, and sid and zefes. Nimtze sh'ola amo, and then they brought another, a smaller form, because of the malbein shloishim al shloishim. The inside was shloishim al shloishim, v'gobei chomish amos. And then they brought another form, and that was v'gobei gimel amos. And then Rashi says, ovid is a stir in Rashi. And then later, after they made the Mizbeach, where they filled it up with these materials, which is a type of a cement, then later they made the Kronis. Rashi says later, Lehoyu Meshuchim Akronis Klumovnim, Elehevi Malbein, the same thing, they brought a Malbein, a form, Shuama Alamo, ברום עמו, ונוסנו לקרן, מילו חלקי אבונים, בסיד, בקוניה, בזבס, וכן לכל קרן. So here Rashi says, Klor, that the Kronis were also made with this cement-like mixture of seed, and kunye, and chalkei avonim. That's what it was. Now let us go back. That is not like our Rashi over here that says the Keren was a Evan Amo al Amo. Look here, there's a stir of the two Rashis. That's a problem. But let us go back to what Taisvis is saying. Now, the Gemara, Taisvis brought a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara said that if the Avonim of the Mizbeach became Nivgam, there were Avonim also, there were Avonim there also. If the Evan became Nivgam, so it's possible because it says Avonim Shleimis, so that Shleimis means it should be smooth and not rough. Period. Ubisido. Now, Taisa says, but what if the sid of the Mizbeach became Nivgam? Because there was sid also there, Fakert, there was. What if the sid became Nivgam? Pligi bo tanoi hosun, there's a machlokes tanoim in Chulim. What the sheer pkime is to pass. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Eimer Tefach. There is no din by sid of Chagiras Sipoirim. There is a bigger sheer. Reb Shimon Yochai says a Tefach, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Eimer Kizayis. So now we have to understand, so what is the psul over there? Then you can't say the psul is avonim shleimis, because it's not avonim. V'yesh leforish. So we could say that tam mishum deleichoshiv ribua. That there the chesoron is, because it doesn't have a shame ribua. Lamar bahai shiura, lamar bahai shiura. That means that if it's such a cavity of a tefach or a kizayis, so it's missing the ribua. Fine. So now we know that if there was a pgam in the Evan, it's Chagiras Sipoirin. If there's a pgam in the Sid, so it's either Tefach or Kizayis. Umi Yutaisa says as follows, b'mizbeach niche, if there's a pgam in the Sid of the Mizbeach, so it's very good, d'chsib rabua yiyah Mizbeach. So we said that a pgam in the Sid is a chesoron in the ribua. And it says, Rabu Yiyah Mizbeach. Avul Keren, Minolon, how do we know in the Keren that there's a Din Ribua? The Sid Hoya Bekeren, there was Sid in the Keren also. Da'avul Pisha Pirish Kam Bekuntres Keren Evan Meruba Amal Alama Burumama Lo Yitochin. That's not true. That means the Keren was not a stone. By the Malbim Nasi, so Taisus brings down the same Gemara Rashi brought down before. There was a form and it was filled up with this cement-like mixture. So now Taisus has a problem. So Taisus has a problem that, so, So al kolchoch, the pgam was in the sit. That's what the Maram speaks out, because the Esroigim wouldn't make a pgam in the, even though there was a bonim also in the cement-like mixture, but Mustama the Esroig wouldn't make a pgam in the avonim. So al kolchoch, if it did do something, it did something in the sit. And the whole psul of pgam the sit is not because of avonim shleimish, it's not avonim, the whole psul is al ribua. And the whole din ribua is only mentioned by the Mizbeach and not by the Kronis. So what's wrong? So what's the, yeah. So Taisa says, Veshema, Ribua de Keren, Yalfinem in Mizbeach. Maybe we learn out Keren from Mizbeach, just like the Mizbeach had to be Merube. So the Keren also had to be Merube. Fine. So now we know that there's a din Ribua on the seed of the Mizbeach, plus the Kronis, and then by the Avonim, there's a special din of Avonim Shleimus. Vim taima, Nataisis asks Akash, Eva avne mizbeach, mai irye mishum de niv gemor, why does the Gemara say that if there's a pgam, it's rough, it's niv gemor kachagire sipoirem, so that's the chesorim, teipik lei mishum de chosro ha-even, vapilu loi niv gemor, lekarine bushleimis. So Taisves asks, L'chayre, there's another psul. In Shleimus means that it was the way it was created. That's called the Tzadavah Shalom. So, but if there's something missing from the Evin, so the Chesaron is not because it's rough. There's a Chesaron felt in Shleimus. It's not the way it was. L'may nafkemina, afilu, let's say, after the Chesaron, it's smooth. So it's not a psul of Chagiras Sipoirim. You'll have a chelik of the Evan that was cut off, and it's smooth over there, so it's smooth, but it's felt in Shleimus. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So how do you know that there's such a chesaron? Kedemuchach perke zeh makayma, kabi mizrochis dreimis, shloi hoyo le yisoid, the porech heichi ovid le, Now, let's just explain for 1 minute. The Gemara in Zvachim is saying as follows. We had mentioned before that how did they make the Yisod? They took a form, which the inside area of the form was 32 Amos by 32 Amos, and they filled that up with this mixture of Avonim Chalokes and Sid and Kunyin. Surface, fine. Now, what happened further? Then they took off the form. When they dried out and it got hard, they took off the form. And this was the Yisod. The Yisod was what was filled, the milui of this form, that was the Yisod. Now, the Gemara says there was a problem. Because in the Ruach Mizrochis, there was no Yisod. So they had to go and cut away now one Ameh from the Ruach Mizrochis, because that it is no Yisod, so they had to cut away an Amah. So the Gemara has a problem, so how were they able to cut away the Amah? If you're going to cut away the Amah, so this, you're going to meet up with stones there also. Le'yimot, you're going to meet up with stones. And felt in Avonei Shleimus. So the Gemara seems to be saying over there, Heichi Ovdelo, how did you cut away this chelik of the Yisod, the guy is la'avonim shleimis amar rachmon. So this was understood shat in the Gemara, that the Gemara meant guy is la means you'll cut it a smooth cut, that's Caesar. You'll make a smooth cut, what the Gemara says, of a sveltach and avonim shleimis. So this was found the Gemara, that even it's smooth, al kaponim, it's a psul of shleimis. So you see shleimis means something else, that has to be kibriyosoi. So this, so why? So that's Taisus Kasha. So why does the Gemara say in Chulin that the psul of Niv Gemara is al Chagiras Sipoirim? So there it would seem to be saying the psul that al Shleimus that has to be smooth. But Taisus says that's not the criteria. If it's Niv Gemara flu, it's smooth. There's a different chesaron. The chesaron is not smooth. The chesaron is it has to be an Evan Sholem. It has to be complete. And if it's smooth, but if it's not complete, it's not the way it was. B'shas b'riyosoi, so does felt in shleimus. That's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says he guys love on him shleimus amarachmon. Now, Agavuche, let's say we're saying over the Gemara, Tesis, Leibs by Akash in the Gemara. The Gemara is a problem. How did they make that it should be, that it should be, that, that the Ruch Mizrochis, there shouldn't be a Yesod? If you break it, there's a problem. Felton Abonim Shlemis. So Tesis says, so who told them to take a Malbin of Lamed Beis, a Lamed Beis? They take a Malbin of Lamed Beis, a Lamed Aleph. So you can make Lachatchil, you can make such a Malbin, so there won't be any problem to begin with. That's Tesis Kasha. Okay, Tesis blames by Akash. Lemais is just to tell the Gemara answers, what did they do? So the Gemara says they took this Malbin, and then they took a board, and they put a board of an Amma al-Amma b'ruach Mizrochi, so they shouldn't pour in, they shouldn't pour in cement there. So Lemais said they did this, they ended up doing something similar to that, that they, the Kilo, they made a Malbin of Lamed Beis by Lamed Al. Okay, but let's go back to Tesis Chai. Tesis has a Gemara, that from the Rehitis Loshna Gemara it would seem that even though it's smooth, if it's not Sholem, so the Salt Nabonim Shlemis. The Yeshloima, so Taisa says, no, that is not Pshat in the Gemara. The Hochikom Aleihosa. The Gemara means as follows. Igai is L'shaber Ha'evin. The Gemara doesn't mean you'll cut it with a balza. If you'll break it, Yefshel L'shaber B'loi Pegimim. So then they ain't count Shlemis. The Gemara, it says Shlemis. The Gemara doesn't mean spelt in Shlemis. Because it's not kibriyose. The Gemara means if you're gonna break it, so it won't be shleimus, because it's gonna be rough. Shleimus is the opposite of rough. Bimbo, livchoise, lahachlich, besakim, beloy pgime, you wanna go and make it without a pgime, ikisurud leison of aleim basel. That's something you're not allowed to do. So memele, so pshat the Gemara means, the Gemara is koilu, the Gemara means, the Gemara meant Gaius, the Gemara Bechlal did not mean with a Kli Balzel, and the Kli Balzel stam as a postal, so son of a lame Balzel. There's an Issel, a son of a lame Balzel. So Memele, so now, so Taisvis, so therefore, the whole Chesoron of Shlemis is when it's rough. There's no Chesoron that if it's smooth, then there's no Chesoron, even though it's not Kibir Yosef. But the Gemara over there means that with two possibilities. That means with breaking it's rough, and you'll make it smooth with a Kli Balzel, so then there's a problem with Son of Aleim Balzel. V'chein mashme b'meseches avayde zore, peirik Rabbi Shmuel. That's the only problems, rough and Balzel. Gabi avne mizbeach, the Gemara says meseches avayde zore, avne mizbeach, Yibonim. The Gemara says as follows, that when the Yibonim took control of the Mizbeach, so the Gemara says that as soon as they entered the Mizbeach, is Nichnasu Pritzim Bechilulum, the Mizbeach became Chulin, it became Hefker, it became Eis Kodesh, and Eis Shal Yisrael, it became Hefker. And they used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. So the Avdi Mizbeach became Tashmishei Avodah Zarah. That was what happened when the Yevonim were in the Beis HaMikdash. They had control of the Mizbeach. Now, after the Hashmonoim took over, so the Gemara asks, what did they do with the Avnei HaMizbeach? So the Gemara says, Avnei Mizbeach Sheshikzum Yevonim Begonzum Beis Hashmonoim. The Hashmonoi had nothing what to do with it. They couldn't use it. They were going to use it. They couldn't do anything with it. The Koma, so the Gemara says, because the Hashmonoim says, Heichi Nadet, what should we do? Nitbarinu, let's get a goy to break it, and then it'll be Avodah Zarah Shebitlei Akum, so then it'll become Ois Avodah Zarah. Abonim Shleimis Amarachmona, Felton Shleimis, because if it's Nishbar, it's not smooth, it's rough. Nisrinu, let's make it afterwards. Let's first make it Isa Vedazor. Now we have a problem. It's rough. Nisrinu, now we'll go and file it. We'll cut it with a Kli Balzel. Perish lasis belois gimeis, leison of lem Balzel. So Memele, so we see klal from this Gemara, and that's what Taisa said before, that there's only two chesroinis by Avnei Mizbeach. Either it's rough, It's not cholik, and that's a chasson of avnei shleimes. Or it's if you'll make it smooth, theoretically there's no chasson of avnei shleimes, but then there's a different problem. Loisone faleim baus. Vim time effect taisvus ebasai. So now you're telling me that be'etzim you do not need a complete stone. You need a smooth stone. If it's half a stone, it's also good. If it's smooth. Now the problem is, how do you make it smooth? Through shvire, it won't become smooth. And through basel, there's a isel, a son of lame basel. Fektachtoises, v'leyelev, the ayyudei shomer. So let's bring the shomer. And with the shomer, we'll solve all the problems. It'll be smooth, and it won't be ayyudei basel. Now who says there was a shomer by the bayisheni? So Toises says, the bayisheni have a shomer. I'll tell you there was a shomer by the bayisheni. Ki de muchach b'meseches soite perik egla hufe. The comma, it says over there, Mishemesu Neviim Horishainim, Botlu Urim Betumim. The Mishnah says the things that occurred in different kufis. Mishemesu Neviim Horishainim, the Botlu Urim Betumim. Mishechorav Beis Amigdash, Botlu Shomir. So Taisa says, Vahainu, which Beis Amigdash is this? Bayishaini. Second one, the E Bayis Rishin, if it's the first one, L'rvinu, so let's mix up both in them. Let's put them together. If we're speaking, the first, Mishemesu Nevi'im Rishonim means Chuben Bayis Rishon. Because there was an Urim V'tumim by the Bayis Rishon, there was an Urim V'tumim by the Bayis Sheni. So if Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash means Bayis Sheni, so put Bayis Rishon. Yeah, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, Botol Shomir, V'hainu Bayis Sheni. That means the Bayis Sheni, the E Bayis Rishon. If it would mean the Bayis Rishon, L'rvinu, so let's put both halachas together. Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, Bayis Rishon, Botlu Urim V'tumim, B'shomer. The Mishemesu Neviim Harishonim, Hayachu Ben Habayis. That's the Bayis Rishon. K'dasani B'gmore, the Baraisa brings, the Gmore brings a Baraisa, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, Botlu Urim V'tumim, Behainu Bayis Rishon. That's the Bayis Rishon. The Chamisha Dvorim Chosa Bayis Sheni, Bi Bayis Rishon, the Isa Biyume. And one of the Chamisha Dvorim was Urim V'tumim. So Al Kochoch, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, what it says in the Baraisa, Botlu Urim V'tumim means the Bayis Rishon. Now if you say the Shomer also became Botlu by the Bayis Rishon, so put it together. Mishamesh Nevim V'shainim, Botlu Urim V'tumim V'shomer. Elo Botlu Shomer, Hainu L'acha Bayis Sheni. One raya. V'chein, hod the comma, the same Mishnah, it says, the Mishnah says, Mishemesu Nevi'im Rishonim Botlu Urim V'tumim. Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash Botlu Shomer. Then it says further, V'chein hod the comma, Rav Shimon Gamliel Hosam, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash, the same Loshon, Nitl Tam HaPeiris. That the Tam HaPeiris was taken away. Mistomis, so Taisus says, La'ach HaChubim Bayisheni comma. Shechorav B'yomav, so Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying, the Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash Nitl Tam Peiris, so Mistome means in his time. So you see the Loshon of Chorav Beis Hamikdash, and that Mishnah means Bayisheni. Taden, I'll bring you a raya that it means Bayisheni. The Ashkram Bayisheni Shoye Peiris Mizbochim B'meishimim Ben Shetach. There was a time that, in the time of the Bayisheni, that the Peiris were Mizbochim. Shenasin Chitin Kikloye Shosher Agodol, that they Chitim grew immensely. So, Memelus, you can't say, Mishachorav Beis Hamikdash Rishon Nitlo Tam Peiris, if there's such a ribui in the Peiris by the Bayis Sheni. So that's one raya. So, Taisus has a raya from this, since he didn't put together Mishamesu Nevi'im Rishonim, Botlum V'tumim, Vishomir, Vaistoish, the Shomir was bottled by the Bayis Sheni. Raya number one. Void Yeshlohavi raya. Raya number two. Have a shomer b'bayis sheni. I mean, another raya that there was a shomer b'bayis sheni. Ma'uv de dome ben mesinet berkamer de kedushin perk beis davidizorim. Shebikshu mimenu, the Gemara relates, shebikshu mimenu chachme Yisrael avonim la'efoi. They wanted to purchase from dome ben mesin avonim la'efoi. Now, avnei efoi boi shomer. Avnei efoi need a shomer. Now, let me just be magdim what the Gemara says in Mesechta Saita, and so we'll understand the Hemshech of Taisus. The Gemara brings there a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah, of the Avnei Beis HaMikdash, if he could use a Kli Barzel on the Avnei Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Nehemiah says he could use a Kli Barzel. So the Gemara asks, says in the Posse, if you weren't allowed to. So he says, no, that's talking about an Harabayis. But Bachutz, you could use a Kli Barzel. In Harabayis, you're not allowed to, wasn't allowed to be heard a Kli Barzel. Oh, but Bachutz, you can use a Kli Barzel. That's Rabbi Nehemiah says. Rabbi Yehuda says, we pass in God like Rabbi Nehemiah, the Rama passes like Rabbi Nehemiah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you needed Avonim Shleimus, you weren't allowed to use a Kli Barzel. Period. So you have a Machloikis and Saita, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nehemiah, if the Avnei Beis HaMikdash was permitted to use a Kli Barzel. Frag the Gemara and Rabbi Nehemiah, according to Rabbi Nehemiah, use a Kli Barzel, why did they need the Shomer? So, what's a Chaneitze? Why did they need the Shomer? Rabbi Nehemiah says, you know, he needed the Shomer for the Avnei Eifai. Because the Avnei Eifai says, B'milu Oysam, so therefore there you needed the Shomer. So, that we see Al Kolponim that Rabbi Nehemiah holds that the Avnei Eifai needs a Shomer. Now, so according to Rabbi Nehemiah, by the Maisa of Dome Ben Nesine, they wanted to purchase Avnei Eifai from Dome Ben Nesine, so they needed a Shomer. So Al Kolchoch, there was a Shomer. So we're back to Akasha. So there was a Shomer, but by Yeshen, it's another Raya of Taisus. So Al Kolchoch, there was a Shomer, but by Yeshen. So why didn't they use the Shomer for the Avnei Mizbech? That is Taisus Kasha. But let's just go a little further. But let's know, is this only a Raya according to Rabbi Nehemiah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Lechayre, could be, you don't need a Shomer for the Avnei Eifoid. Maybe according to me, only the Shomer for the Avnei Hamikdash, not for the Avnei Eifoid. So then, we don't have a raya, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the Mais of Doma Ben Nesina, that there was a Shomer in existence. That's what Taisus is going to prove now. So let us see again the Lashon of Taisus. V'oid yesh lahovi raya, bring you another raya, v'av Shomer bebay yesheni, may uvde the Doma Ben Nesina, per kama de gdushin, be'beis davay dezore, Shebikshu mimenu chachma Yisrael avonim leifei. They wanted to purchase from him avonim leifei. Va'avnei eifei boi shomir, kedekoma Rav Nehemiah perka glarufe, kedersi bimilu oisa. So, memelus ha'kocha, there was a shomir. They wanted to purchase avnei eifei, they needed a shomir. Va'afilu Rav Yehuda de poligalein. Afil according to Rav Yehuda. Va'omar Shomer Shaboy Bonish Loim is Beis HaMikdash. He said they needed the Shomer for the Avnei Mikdash. Obamay Dinami Davne Eifoid Boy Shomer. But Rabbi Yehuda also holds that the Eifoid needs a Shomer. How do I know this? Kedemuchach Perik Misha Ochsay. Samaritika Taisus, Taisus going through half of Shas, and it's one Taisus, absolutely Taisus has Shas on the fingertips. Rabbi Yehuda also holds that you need a Shomer for the Avnei Eifoid. Why? Because the Gemara says in Misha Ochzoi, Kabi Binyan Beis HaMikdash Sha'osa Shloimoim, when Shloim HaMelech made the Beis HaMikdash, the Kamrinin, so the Gemara says over there that Shloim HaMelech said, Heichen Navid, how are we going to make the Avonim? So they said, Ike Shomer, the Aisi Moshe La'Avnei Eifoi. So they said, there's the Shomer that Moshe Rabbeinu used for the Eifoi, so we'll use this Shomer for the Avnei HaMikdash. Now, so the Gemara in Gittin that said Shlomo HaMelech had a problem how to fix the Avnei HaMikdash, and they said the Eitz is with the Shomer that Moshe Rabbeinu used for the Eifoi. But this whole Gemara Al Kochach Rav Yehuda, that Gemara is going according to Rav Yehuda, that Shlomo had problems on the Avnei HaMikdash. According to Rabbi, you don't need a Shomer, you could use Barzel B'chut. So Al Kochach, this Gemara, that says that Shlomo HaMelech had problems, how to build the Beis HaMikdash. Al Kochel is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And what did they tell him? They said, no, they have the Shomer that Moshe Rabbeinu used for the Eifoid. So you see, Al Kopponim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they had a Shomer was used for the Eifoid. Period. So now, when they purchased the Avnei Eifoid, they had to have a Shomer. Now, the mice of Dome ben Nesine, the Bayis Sheni happened. This was Bayis Rishon, so the whole thing falls down the drain. So Taisus says, no, it was Bayis Sheni. The Kamrin and Hossam, because the Gemara says over there, Lishana Nilda Leipor Adume, he didn't want to wake up his father. And now there we see how far Kibbutz Aim goes. So for the next year, it was Nilda Leipor Adume, Be'edroi. Be'edroi. Now, so Tais says, V'sheva Porasoyu, there were 7 Poradumes. Horishayne Sha'osa Moshe, the first Poraduma Moshe Rabbeinu made. Shniye Sha'osa Ezra, Kedisnam B'Mesechus Poros. So the second Poraduma Ezra Soifa made, Ezra was by the Bayis Sheini. So if this Maise of Adoma Ben Nesina was by the Bayis Rishon, so what should he have a Poraduma? There was no Poraduma by the Bayis Rishon. So Al-Kolchoch, Adoma Ben Nesina was by the Bayis Sheini. That was after Ezra. Some Emele, and they purchased Avnei Eifeid from him. So you see that there was a Shamir. So now we're back to the Kashe. The Kivin Shah Yashamir Bibai Yashani Kidafrish. So now that there was a Shamir Bibai Yashani, but two guys. Am I Gonzun Beis Chashmei Noi? The whole problem is the place is built this up. You don't need it should be Sholem, you don't need it should be gums. The only problem it should be smooth. And Memela smooth, so we have a shomer. The Yeshleimar, so Taisvis answers, Shomer ain oisin oisin shleimer shleitachke botzipoyon. So Taisvis says, the shomer doesn't make it smooth, it doesn't make it smooth. And Taisvis, ooh, if that's the case, Im Taimar, so if that is the case, Im keim echbonu es a mizbeach. So how did they build a mizbeach? Tlayev shalom shoyim misakin mi bachutz machnisi bifnim. I feel according to Reb Nechemya, you can't say this. But I feel like I got in the Bizbeach also. Kedesanya b'mechilta b'soiv parshas v'yishma yisroi. It says, lo yisivne esen gozis. You should not build the Mizbeach gozis. So the Mechilta darshans, boy ein ato boy ne gozis. The Mizbeach, you were not permitted to build gozes. Avlata boine gozes beheichel ubekoidish akadosh. Adrosha, esen gozes, but you're allowed to build beheichel mekoidish kadoshim gozes. This is the chaylo from the chemia. Umani mekayim, how could you build beheichel mekoidish kadoshim gozes? Makeves vagarzim vacholtli barzalay nishma bebayis vibonoi soy. How could you build it? It says that you couldn't use a kli bazel. So the Mechilta answers, Babayis ain't in Ishmael. Babayis, that means in Harabayis they couldn't have a kli bazel. But they used a kli bazel, chutz, they were masak and b'chutz. Oh, but almes, I feel according to Ram Nechemye, that you could use a kli bazel for the Mizbeach, a kli bazel for the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Heichel, but for the Mizbeach you couldn't use. Alma b'mizbeach, afilu b'chutz ayni nishma. So you couldn't use it, afilu b'chutz. So now we have a problem. So how did they make the mizbeach? It had to be avonim shleim, it's smooth. V'chein yosad rabbeinu liyo azokin bazores. Now another raya Taisus brings that the mizbeach was posel b'gozes afilu b'chutz. It says in Azores as follows. Emes yegech iki. That I'm saying, telling you a double emes. Avnei mizbeach, toich ubar kein nagoizu. If you'll trim, the nagoizu is a lotion of gozis. That means if you'll smooth the avnei mizbeach, sai inside or sai outside, but over, it's not usable. You can't use it. So Memele, so also like I brought the Mechilta. So Memele, so Taisus asked now Akash. I just said a Yesod that the Shomer does not make it Cholok. So if the Shomer doesn't make it Cholok, so how was the Mizbeach built? You need Avonim Shleimus for the Mizbeach, that's for sure. And Gias Kibtziperin is also. And they said the Shomer can't make it smooth. So now we have a problem. How did they make the Mizbeach? Boyinu yecholim lachalek bein koidem shehukdishu avonim lemizbeach the oidam chulin va'acher shehukdishu. So Taisus says, I'll tell you a shtick toira. You know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you that the whole halacha that barzel passels is dafke after it's kodesh. After it's kodesh, so then barzel is machala. Ve'nafte charbecho alecho v'atechalaleo. It's mechalo de kedusha. So the whole din is davke after it was hukdish lemizbeach. So then you can't use balsal. But before it was hukdish lemizbeach, you could use balsal. So I'll tell you, Terech, a shtik teire. These are balsals after it's hukdish. So I can tell you this, Terech. I'm a lame tzorech. This is John to say this, Terech. But why is this man teis with? It's a good Terech. Now this Terech is a pillar. The achreinim asked the olchaner, the menchas chinach, they ask a moirdike kasha. If you will say that there's no psul barzel when it's chulin, so we have a problem. Let's go back to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah said that the abnei mizbeach sheshiktsum yevonim, they were going as them. They had nothing what to do with them. So it's like the achreinim. So they explained why was nothing to do, because to break them, they're not shleimis. To cut them, they're not, it's a son of laying basil. You're not allowed to make basil. So what's the problem over there? We just said that when the both pritzim v'chilalu, it became chulin. When the pritzim came, it became chulin. So it became chulin. So now take barzo. A moiridike kasha. The Oitzer brings down from Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to say that, Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to say that after the goyim would be mevatel the shame avoy the zoresh aboy, so it becomes rikodesh. Bo pritzim v'chilalu. But that was only Kozman, it was Meshamshe Avodah Zarah, so it lost the Kedusha. But if they break it, so it becomes Tzari Kodesh, and then you have a problem again, so then you can't use Balsam. They bring down from Rav Shach a very interesting Teretz, which Tachsam is very Mechudishtik. Rav Shach says that Emerson, there's two dinim by Balsam. There's one din by Balsam that it passes the Abonim. So that it's mechalal devin. In the din chilul, Taisus says a moira de karay, vice Taisus dafka by avnei kodesh. That's akel, you mechalal de kedusha, that's dafka by avnei kodesh. By avnei choil, there's no din chilul. But then he says there's an issa, leisana falayim balsa. There's a din leisana falayim balsa, there's an issa. That is a pisa filo by chulun. The son of lamb barrels has nothing to do with kodesh. There's a psul, which is only by kodesh, that says loshen b'chilalu, and then there's a issa, which doesn't apply by kodesh. So he says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says they couldn't smoothen it out because the son of lamb barrels, there's an issa, not allowed to be son of lamb barrels. Period. So they made it numizbeach. Tamzit used these stones to use it. There's a issa, the son of lamb balls. Taisus here is asking how do you make a mizbeach? Period. How do you make a mizbeach? Period. So Taisus thought there's no issa to make a mizbeach. The shomer is no good, and how do you make a mizbeach? So the only way you can make a mizbeach is by using balsam. So there's a lav. So he says, but there's a mitzvah to build a mizbeach. So you say, Esa dechaloisa. So that means if the only way to make a mizbeach is through Basel, so bishloim, if the pasuk says that Basel's machalalit, so you can't make a mizbeach with Basel. So Taisa says, the din chilul of Basel is only by Kodesh. So finished. That's the din chilul of Basel. So we'll take Avonim chulim, which are chulim. So there won't be a psul in the Avonim. The Issa, there's an Issa Lesivnes and, there's Issa Lesivnes and Gozis, that you're not allowed to Lesivnes and Gozis. So that's a lot. But I don't have an Eitzah how to make a Mizbeach. So say, Issa Deichaloisas. That's what Rav Shach wanted to say. The Gemara over there is just saying, Stamazay to use these Avonim. I mean, the Gemara didn't say that the Chomnish can underrate. To use these Avonim, you can't use these Avonim. because there's a lav of there's a lav of that you should make it gozes. But here, if there's no eitz, then you say esa deicha loisase. So that's the mir. It's very mechudishtik. I mean, if you have a beferish posik leisivne esen gozes, there's a lav that says you shouldn't build them as mezbeach with barzel. To say esed dechaleisas, I mean, we don't find such a thing. Usually, esed dechaleisas is here. Azaitike esed, azaitike lav, they come together. So esed dechaleisas. I mean, leisilba shatnes gdilim tasalacha. I mean, there's an isar of shatnes. The isar wasn't said by tzitzis. There's an isar of shatnes. If I have tzitzis, so now it comes grad treilus and pishna, beged shal pishna and treilus. So now you have an essa of tzitzis gdilam taslecho. You have grad et shatnes. So there's an essa leicholaisas. But if you have a beferish alav leisivne es and gozes, the Torah says you're not allowed to build the mizbeach with barzel. So I'll say essa leicholaisas. It's very mechudishtik. If you have a beferish alav on the binyan mizbeach, that's one hor I had. A second hor I had. I feel you say esa dechaloisas alochere. This is a hechsha mitzvah. It's not beidne. That means when they're smoothing out avonim, they were mekayim the mitzvah of bnius hamizbeach. That's part of the mitzvah. That's sure, yeah. But they weren't boina yet. So lochere, this is a hechsha mitzvah. Perhaps this haor is telling the machlekes, the Ran and the Muki Yosef and Bob Metzia. There's a very interesting machlekes, the Ran and Muki Yosef. But Metzia, if a person will, a Kohen will see an Aveda in the Beis HaKvoris, Lu Yitzuya Tumis Kohen would be allowed, if he's allowed to go into the Beis HaKvoris to take out the Aveda, to bring it to the Bailam. The Nebuki Yosef says he's not allowed to go in. He says, because you can't say Esa Deichaloy Sasa. He says, the Mitzvah's Esa is when you return it to the Bailam. Going into the Beis HaKvoris, this is a Hechsha Mitzvah. This is not, I'm not Mekayim HaShavas HaVeda now, this is a Hechsha Mitzvah. So he says that so it's not Be'idne, so you won't say Esa Dechaloisa. So that's what the Muki Yosef says. The Ran says, no, the whole procedure of walking into the Beis HaKvoris, taking out from the Beis HaKvoris, bringing it to the Baal, that's the Mitzvah of HaShavas HaVeda. And he tells the Tzut Mila, he says, the Gemara says, the Mitzvah Mila is Deiche Beheres. So he says, the Mila, he says, you're cutting, so you're not finished yet, but the whole Mila, that is the Maisa Mitzvah Mila. So he says, this is the Maisa Mitzvah Vashavas Aveda. So perhaps, here Rav Shachlon Pshat, the smoothing out of the stones, that's Binyan HaMizbeach. I'm not finished yet, but it's a good task. But that's a chelik, that's a chelik of Binyan HaMizbeach. Of all koponim, but Taisa says, aval ein sof. You don't need this teretz. The mashbek ezer mekoymen, shebonu oisei bavonim hachlukais. They built it to a smooth stone, gen chalukei avonim min hanachal shebechil ayam, bechil ayam nivru chalokais misheishes shimei bereishes. So how they built it, I mean, they were avonim chalukais, they were stones, they were smooth stones. Umiyu kosher. The Gabi Beis HaMikdosh, Ksiv, Evin, Shleima, Masa, Nidne. Va'omar Rabbi Yehuda, Dave, Shomer, LeBeis HaMikdosh. So Tosis, so the whole, now everything falls down the drain. That means, by the Beis HaMikdosh, you also need Evin, Shleima. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how was it built? That it was used, they used the Shomer to the Beis HaMikdosh. No, and I'm just saying now that the Shomer, it's not Sholem, it's rough. So, schwer, so Tosis blijft with Akash.